Okay, we will. It is 2:55 p.m., September 27th, 2023. This is an informal hearing, a series of informal hearings for Otter Tail Power regarding their advanced metering and distribution technology cost recovery and tariffs. This will be the second one of the afternoon, and the case is PU-23-283. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the Commission, joined by Commissioners Sherry Haugenhoffert and Julie Fedorchek. And Julie just stepped out of the room for a moment. I don't think she had any opening comments. I don't. I'll turn it over to you, Sherry, in a moment as portfolio holder. But before we start, we need to go around the room, and if everyone would identify themselves along with their titles, please.
Victor Shook with PSC staff, Director of Public Utilities. Chris Hansen is also here with the Public Utilities Division.
Rob Frank with PSC staff, and Brian Johnson is also with us.
Amber Stahlberger with Otter Tail Power Company, Manager of Regulatory Analysis.
Ben Christensen, Otter Tail Power Company, Supervisor of Energy Measurement and Control.
Matt Olson for Otter Tail Power Company, Manager, Regulatory Strategy and Compliance.
Paula Foster with Otter Tail Power Company, Supervisor of Regulatory Analysis.
Anybody online? Clayton, is anybody online?
Annie Kalm, Principal Energy Market Engineer with Otter Tail.
Okay, this is an informal hearing involving only undisputed facts. If disputed details come up, we will have to wrap it up immediately and issue a notice of hearing. The applicant goes first, but to lead it off, I'll turn it over to the portfolio holder, Sherry Helden.
Thank you, Randy. I'm just going to turn it over to you, Matt, so we can get going on this. You handed out a slide, so I'll turn it over to you.
I did. Thank you, Commissioners. I'll actually let Paula Foster here lead our discussion on this item. That's good. Need more introduction.
No, that'll make sense. Good. So, let's see, where are we at on this slide? There we go. So we've got our participants listed on that first slide. There we go. So we can go down to the agenda. Today we're just going to go through the summary of our request on this rider application. The project overview will give you kind of an update on where the projects are at this point. The review of the revenue requirement and the rate design and impact, and then just our fixation. So the projects included here are our advanced metering infrastructure, the outage management system, and demand response. The outage management system also had some updates to our GIS system, so that one's a little bit. The total revenue requirement this time around is 1.3, which is down from last time, and we'll kind of explain why that is as we go through this. The recovery period is January 4th of 24 through December 31st of 24. Residential customers will see a decrease of about 95 cents per meter per month, and it is still that per meter charge. So the reason that our revenue requirement is going down a little bit this time is because we've had some delays in our AMI implementation, and that's due to a couple of different things. We've had some system integration challenges, and you know, software can be tricky. You get going on it, think that we've got everything figured out, but once you're digging into it, that's when you realize, we've got these other things we need to address. And so that's kind of what's happened there, is we've had to address these different systems all trying to play nice together. So we've done some stuff to kind of help with that. And then also we've had some turnover of key project team members, which included our project manager. And that's been kind of a challenge for us as well, getting new people up to speed and understanding the full project. So as far as the integration challenges, we do have three separate vendors. Two are from the same company, but their vendor groups are different, I guess. And so our AMI command center, or the head-end system, and the grid stream meter data management system, and then the updates to our customer information system are all, it's three different groups doing those updates. So when they do, we're doing in the beginning the configuration and modifications to their individual systems to get everything working together. They were testing it on their own, and then they would dump it all into the one end testing unit for Autotail to do our testing, and we were finding that we had multiple issues coming up as they combined forces. And so we can go to the next slide and see what we did about that. There was a summit that was held in the spring of 23 to address some of these challenges we were seeing. And then these three steps on this slide were taken to kind of resolve some of these issues. There was an integrated unit testing phase that was implemented so that the vendors could each test on their own and then test together in a separate system before sending it to Autotail for final approval. And that has mitigated some of those issues, you know, with them working together. So that's been a good change. We also took some internal employees from Autotail and put them on the AMI project, and they, who already had system knowledge of these other systems we were trying to integrate, more depth of knowledge on those systems. We already had, of course, really good people on the project, but we kind of just brought in those people that really knew the back ends of these things. And then we also created some tire teams, which are just experts that are brought together to focus on critical issues. And then we did contract a system integrator as well to consult on integration best practices, just to kind of help us along with that a little bit more.
So in the early spring of 2023, how far would you say you were behind in your project?
To Amber or Ben on that.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate the assistance. With the transition of the team members happened at some point. So I think through that process, I would say about 3 months at that time. Yep.
So then I think the integration, I shouldn't say, trying to resolve those integration issues that we were having, I guess that's kind of been an ongoing deal too. So we are a little bit more behind on that at this point.
Yeah, we are a little bit more behind on that as we develop that integration strategy. And part of it that had to come when the individual team or the individual systems were doing their testing without the vision of the proper integration led to some false milestones being met, I would say, where once we integrated them, we had to go back and make some decisions about which system was a system of record, where should this integration take place, where should this data be housed. And so that helped, came into more focus as we got them integrated, and we were able to better see how the systems were going to actually work together, as opposed to looking at those bubbles and saying, well, this is going to work great. And the systems themselves gave us a false pass, if you will. It's like, yep, it's going to work until we get it integrated, and then it showed that it didn't. So, yeah.
And so you said you thought about 3 months last spring, but it's more now and is more another few weeks, or are we talking months farther behind, or how far now?
I think our timeline is about 6 months back from where we originally planned on doing our initial deployment. In 2023. Now we're looking at deployment beginning in early 2024, in that January to early February time frame, depending on the calendar flip there. We have some internal, with year end, we have some internal timelines we have to meet before we can introduce new systems to our environments, because we are working with our billing system. Internal audit only allows us to introduce new code to that system at specific times. One of those is after year end. So, yeah.
So that next slide kind of shows too a little bit about our current schedule. We are in phase two, and we're in the system integration process, and the initial deployment, the pilot, is expected in Q4 of 23, and then full deployment, of course, at least to begin in 24, early 24. We are still expecting to have the majority of the meters deployed by the end of 24. There may be some of our our more complex metering going out in early 25. So the majority of the project should be completed by year end. So
it's planned to be a 12-month deployment from the time that we start. So if we, as we pick our starting date in January, early February, that'll be reflected at the end date of in 2025 as well. So, and we have challenges with beginning and ending a project in our coldest, snowiest months. So we want to be respectful to that and not, you know, do all of our planning as 7 and sunny. So we're aware of that.
So then the advanced metering infrastructure, as you guys know, is going to bring some savings to our customers and to the company. Due to the decline in the ultimate end, I guess, of manual meter reading and the decreased system costs to bring in a new manual meter reading system because ours is at end of life, the estimated savings will be evaluated and adjusted on an annual basis. And it looks like, you know, because of this delay in the project itself, our savings are of course going to be a little bit later because we're still reading all of our meters manually, so there's nothing to save yet. But in 24 we estimate a little over $1 million we are hoping that we would save in meter reading costs because, you know, as these meters are deployed and we can bring that reading back electronically. So so then we move on to the outage management system. Ben, would you like to take that one?
Sure. Talk a little bit about it. It's not directly in my wheelhouse, but I'm familiar with the project. We have fully deployed our new outage management system. It is in operation today. It's manned 24/7. It's helping us with not only our planned outages, but then when we do have an outage in the system, how to effectively deploy our resources in the most efficient manner and give our customers a little bit of a glimpse as to when they can expect to have their power back on. We do have a portal available on our website for customers to go to. They get notified. They can go back there for updates. That also works in conjunction with our social media platforms to give our customers an up-to-date status as to what is happening in our system. We also use that system for outage reporting. For our matrices, our Sadie, Safie, Mafie, Katie numbers that we report on. Also gives
God bless
us,
you.
Like, right? Exactly. I didn't want to stop myself because I would never get back going again. But it does give us improved visibility to where our crews are, what their availability is, leading to better communication and coordination of those, and ultimately better restoration times. Estimates to our customers. So, like I said, as we turn the page to the next slide, we have implemented our OMS. It is staff. We are completing our updates to our GIS system that feeds our OMS. We're improving the connectivity map that we have that includes down to the meter level a full connectivity map so we can see those fused lines at the end that may be contributing to an outage. So we do have increased visibility there, which will lead right into the integration to our AMI system that will provide that to the endpoint visibility in conjunction with that. As we talked earlier, they'll give us increased visibility, better pinpointing of where the issue is that we expect these systems to provide. So.
Okay. Questions on that?
In terms of the cost, what percentage is the outage management system in the cost driving the tariff increases?
It's
just roughly
minimal. I think that one is it's about $4.2 million, I think, total with the updates to GIS. So, I mean, not minimal, but you know, in comparison to the rest, yeah.
And the rest
demand response.
No,
or outage management.
Outage management.
Oh, yeah. Outage management, then yes, would be the.
Is that considered the distribution technology? Is the demand response part of the distribution technology too? Or is it mostly the outage management? Both?
Both.
Okay.
All right, so then we'll kind of move on to demand response, and I do have Tanya Helm online so that she can help me out if I say anything wrong here, but we'll roll through it here quick and see how I go. So you know that Otter Tail has strong customer participation in our demand response programs, which is great. We've got about a third of our customers participating. The system replacement is going to allow continuation and future development of our demand response programs, which might help us bolster that a bit, and reduce energy costs for participating customers. System benefits, we've kind of been over these before too, but lower energy and fuel costs, avoided generation capacity, avoided energy and transmission, just kind of helps everybody, I guess, when people are on this. So then our timeline on that one has also kind of slipped a little bit, maybe partly because we have applied for a grant that we haven't received any word on yet. So we're hoping that our grant application will be approved and some of the funds will be available through that instead of our customers. So replacement of the DR system.
Excuse me, when did you hope to hear on the grant?
Well, we hoped to hear by June of this year. And so we're still just kind of hanging. So any day.
Yeah. Month or year.
Yep. Yep. So the replacement then, the vendor selection we're expecting to be completed in Q4 of 23. Software installation is expected to begin in 24 and hardware in 25, with the project being fully complete by 2027. And again, we're still really hoping to hear on that grant so that we can know more about that timing, but that's what we're currently expecting. So then the revenue requirement, you can see there that we have a true up of almost $2 million, and that's due to the delays in AMI primarily. We just, you know, we thought we were going to spend all that money and it ended up kind of we're taking a little bit longer to actually get those meters out the door and deployed, so that's where the costs are shifting. So this time around, it's $1.3 million total, and you can kind of see where that lands in this presentation. Are there any questions on that? Or?
What's the carrying charge? Is that?
What we owe our customers for collecting that money at the time.
It's a very minor interest charge.
Interest.
It goes either way.
But it goes back.
Well, it goes either way. If the true up is to the company's favor, the true up, then they charge the customers. It's a really minor interest rate. And then vice versa. If the true up is to the customer's favor, Otter Tail has to pay customers that same rate.
At this point, we owe them.
So as far as overall revenue requirement, I know you were saying, you know, in 2024 is when we're starting to see the savings actually kick in. So what my question is when you are back next year for the 2025 rider, what is, and I'm not looking for an exact dollar amount, but what's the rider rate likely to look like for 2025? I mean, are we talking going back up and beyond where it is today?
We kind of did an estimate of that. And today, a residential customer...
You're the only participant in this conference. Press any key to continue this conference.
So right now, should I wait? Yeah.
The conference will now continue.
Technology.
So anyway, right now in 2023, the residential rate is $1.71. It will be going to 76 cents. For 24, and then we estimate approximately 237 in 25, and then it'll go down from there. So be, and this is of course rough estimates because we're getting further out, and you never know what's going to happen in the future for sure. But so be 237 in 25, and then 224 in 26. So you can see it kind of stepping down, and then as we get further out, it'll step down quite a bit more. And software's fully appreciated and different things like that. So I think the savings are fully realized because all of the meters are deployed and that kind of thing. So.
Thank you.
Yep. So we kind of touched on this already too, but it's per meter charge and it's going to drop to 76 cents for a North Dakota residential customer, a decrease of 95 cents so, for 24. Because of the delays in the project. And then there's your question there. Rates will likely increase when the updated rates are submitted in 25 and then the decline. So, And then the next slide just kind of shows the new pricing for every month for 2024. This up quickly, I guess. The summary, we would just ask that you approve our minutes. If there are any questions, we can respond.
My only question is on the name of the rider, the AMDT. Has that been decided? Like, is that what it is, and how is that going to look on the bill, or is this the next case? No, this would be this one.
Yeah, I think, well, last year when we came in, we were under the impression that the advanced metering and distribution technology was kind of the preferred name, so we rolled with it. And it'll show, we can't put that whole thing on the bill because it's a little bit, it's too many letters, but we didn't just abbreviate it to AMDT. It's like ADV for advanced, MTR or something like that. I think the exact. Yeah. Showing for the bill.
It was in a recent filing, so you were doing some other billing modifications. I recall seeing ADV, I forget what meter, how was it abbreviated, and DIST Tech.
Yep.
I think is what I saw on the meter. Mm-hmm. I think I had shared that with Commissioner Fedorchak.
And I loved it,
she
didn't
was
I?
Very excited about it.
Yeah. So sorry.
It is a good point. I wasn't thinking of.
Well, I don't remember saying that we loved that. I remember saying, let's make sure that the name fits what it is. And I don't think we've landed there.
Okay. No, I think staff proposed back to them. Yeah, because that was a discussion.
That exact wording?
I recall we did last year spend some time on this. I kind of flushed that pain from my memory banks. But I know this was the lesser of the evils that I'm recalling, but I don't know that everyone loved it.
What about updated meters?
Okay. I mean, we can like, roll with whatever
that's
you
that's pretty straightforward.
What does that mean?
Updated
from meters? What? From what they had versus ADV MTR DIST Tech. I mean, you're going to get calls on that. Nobody even know what that means.
Well, sadly, they won't answer them. We'll get calls.
Stacy will.
Well, the distribution technology portion will, or that'll be the demand portion will be until 27. So I was just thinking about that.
Outage management is included in there too, and I think that was part of why staff recommended. Yep. On the name was to include all the pieces. But
those other pieces are pretty small in the whole scheme of things, aren't they?
I mean, cost-wise, I mean, I recall, like, demand response is kind of spendy.
Yes, that one's more. Yep.
But
what about meter and distribution upgrade?
we can throw a word. Yeah.
I don't know how many letters, how many characters we have, but I can get back to you with that. But we may still end up with a DIST or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the DIST is.
Meter and DIST upgrade.
We can abbreviate it as MDU, the OTP MDU.
What was that?
The OTP MDU.
Meter distribution upgrade.
I'm like, what? What does MDU have to do with this?
We really thought
you proposed it.
Good one, Pass. Yep. Well, anyway.
Here we are again.
I wouldn't mind either doing a little more thought into something.
Well, I will defend Otter Tail that we came back and proposed it. So,
How about this?
I'm not saying that we didn't. I'm just saying I still don't think it is great. And so, if it's not too late, if we can come up with something better.
As I'm trying to jar that terrible portion of my brain, this may have been your suggestion.
It might have been, Victor. You're right. But if this is your worst memory that you have to jar in your life, then you've had a good life.
True. So how about this? If you have any particular thoughts, if you want to send those to myself or Chris, or is this
Robert?
This is
Robert.
Robert.
Poor Ross.
And we'll
the quietest person in the room.
Since we're already having a work session for Chris's earlier case, let's maybe tack this onto that one, and we'll have a discussion about
name
names.
Fun. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to challenge people to come up with a name and just hopefully submit it to staff or staff come up with something. Or Julie.
Well, I've submitted two.
Yeah.
In the last 5 minutes. So I'll be happy to keep working on it.
Isn't there some Bill Grant money available? For finding clever nicknames. And... Okay. Anything else on this case?
That's all.
Robert, do you have anything?
No, I don't. Maybe just real quick, maybe touched on this. Do you plan to, concerning the, when you try to do this system integration, you ran into, from software, you ran into various unforeseen problems, and then you consult or contract the system integrator just to consult on best practices. Is that something that you're going to probably start off with next time you do something like this, or maybe you won't have to? Is that built in now to your best practices?
I would say yes, but we did have the system integrator involved from the beginning of our workshops. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay.
It was just some of their familiarity with the individual systems, too.
And I think it was, we added, with the leaving of our project manager due to retirement, we contracted with a project management
consultant
firm that to help us.
So there's more of a disconnect between when that happened.
Yeah, and bringing everybody together on a new plan and process and attack.
Okay.
But yep.
Understood.
Yep.
Okay, are there any objections to the evidence produced here, which would be the recording and the paper handout becoming part of the official record?
No.
None from staff.
Okay, then the evidence that has been presented today will become part of the record upon which a decision will be made. Are there any other matters for the record in this case? Seeing none, this informal hearing is closed, and you can stop.